All right, it's good to get back here to Mankato. You know, there's been a long tradition here with the school and the Vikings, and we want to make sure we do a good job here and get a lot of work done. You know, it's been a great relationship for the 52 years, I guess it is. I heard somebody say the other day that this was one of the longest continuous schools there was with training camp. So, you know, we've been proud of the relationship that we had, and we're here. We're ready to get back to work. It's good to get going again and get these young guys in here early a few days and go from there. So, questions?
Is it a little bittersweet to leave Mankato? Obviously, the great tradition, but then, of course, progress with the new place.
Oh, I don't know about bittersweet. They just tell me where to go, and I go. So, I just do it. Well, part of it is, you know, I just felt like it was important, and we did this in the spring. We had extra practices with the rookies. I just felt like I want to try to get them up to speed as quick as we can. You know, last year a lot of the rookies didn't play as much as they had in the past, and so I just figured that let's give these guys every opportunity we possibly can to get them up to speed a little bit quicker. So we want to get them back in here, get them back doing the techniques that we've been working on in the spring. You know, kind of refresh another three days of practice with the terminology. And then when the vets get in here, then they'll, you know, they've heard it like four or five times now as opposed to just two or three.
How many players are you expecting, and do you think it's going to be enough to have full offense versus full defense?
Yeah, I don't know the exact numbers, but yes, we will have full on both. That was part of the deal, that if we're going to do this, well, I want to make sure we had enough offensive linemen, enough defensive linemen, enough corners.
Like, just, I guess, how just important has it come over the last maybe even decade to have the rookies come in and get contributions from them maybe a little earlier than in the past?
You know, I think every year is a little bit different. I just felt like this year was important that we brought these guys in early. You know, they've been through, and the other thing we did in the spring, you know, we'd have like three OTAs, but we practiced them on the other 2 days. So they probably got another, you know, before it's all said and done, another 10 practices, basically. You know, with the way the NFL is going now with younger and younger players, I just thought it was important. And, you know, hopefully a lot of these guys will be playing.
Mike, how has CJ adjusted to fullback, and have you been able to tell what kind of fullback he'll be without contact?
Yeah, it's hard. You know, with the, you know, he's been good in pass protection a year ago when he had the pads on, but we never really got a chance to really look at him being a true lead blocker. So that will really be the biggest question for him. He's good coming out of the backfield. He's good getting on the right guys, knowing where to be. You know, when he's got to take on these big linebackers, that'll be the big test.
Is he the only guy you got there, or can someone else play that position?
Well, you know, some of the tight ends we have are moving around and using them in those spots as well. And that's, you know, part of the deal. Do we keep a fullback on the roster? Do we add more tight ends? So, you know, that's. Should all shake out here in this preseason.
In that position, you know, pure fullback evolved or devolved over the years?
You know? Well, you know, there's hardly any in college football anymore, and so that makes it a little bit more difficult. But, you know, the way that the people are using the 11 personnel so much more and the spread offenses, there isn't quite near as many opportunities for them. So, you know, if a guy's going to play, let's say 10 plays a game, you know, he better be really good on special teams as well in order to make the squad. So that's always kind of a, you know, a situation where you have to try to figure it out.
Mike, Dalvin Cook was talking about the similarities between what he's running now and what they ran at Florida State. How do you think that helps him as he gets to work as a rookie, just some of the similarities in the style of running game you guys have?
Well, Dalvin did a lot of different things. I mean, you know, he ran from the eye, ran from the gun. You know, he's been very good in all those. I think some of the offensive plays are similar, but you know, he's done a good job when he's been in there. So I don't know, you know, how much it's helped him or how much it's not helped him.
How much work do you anticipate Latavius Murray will be able to do tomorrow?
I don't know yet. We haven't seen him in for the thing, for the to see Shug yet. So we'll see how it goes.
How do you feel just having him, though, at least back at some point, and Dalvin in the competition at running back?
Yeah, well, I think him and McKinnon and, you know, I think all those guys will add to some of the depth. And you know, part of it is us figuring out the roles for each of those guys. You know, for the young running backs, pass protection is always the number one thing. They've got to be able to protect the quarterback under pressures. And so that'll be a good test for Dalvin. I know that Latavius has done that a lot in the past, so I don't anticipate that be an issue. So and Jarek had a chance to do quite a bit of it last year. So now I feel good about the running back spot.
You've seen Dalvin in OTAs and seen his burst in rookie minicamp, and now that you're in training camp and the pads come on, who are you hoping to see?
More of the same. You know, I thought he had a really good spring. You know, the thing I'm, you know, with running backs, the vision and acceleration to the hole are always big. And when he has a crease to be able to accelerate through it, I thought he did a really good job with those things. You know, for a shorter stature guy, he's all in college at least. He was a physical back. He carried his pads out in front of him. So, you know, him, you know, taking the hits, delivering the hits, and holding on the football.
Mike, would you consider Dalvin Cook on kick returns? Just taking a look at him there.
I don't know. I saw the thing that Prefer said, and I asked him about it yesterday. So, I don't know. We'll see. You know, we're just trying to win games. We don't care how we do it. So, if that's the best option, maybe we'll do it.
Sharif Floyd, I know, is here. Is he, do you anticipate him doing anything at any point this camp? Or
I don't know. I don't know. He's improved, the last I heard, but I don't know where he's at. I mean, I haven't seen him yet.
Right. And then that, I guess, that leads to Bridgewater. I mean, I know you haven't seen him, but do you expect he'll start camp on the physically unable to perform list?
I think so, but I don't. Again, I haven't seen him.
Mike Dalvin was saying that he feels comfortable here now, and that some of the work that he got in meeting the veterans and stuff in OTAs really helped him. What kind of, I guess, culture have you tried to establish with all the rookies in terms of so veterans know to kind of put an arm around them and help them feel acclimated in their first days and months here?
Yeah, you know, I think on most football teams, you know, guys, and especially when you get in the NFL, it's really kind of an exclusive club, and people understand that all these guys were rookies before. But in saying that, and I know I've said this too many times probably, but you know, we've got so many good guys on this team that they want to help guys get better, and they want to help because they know it'll help them and help the team. And you know, we're fortunate that our veteran guys, you know, like take Danelle Hunter when he was a young guy under their wings, and I think our coaches do a good job of that too. So just trying to get that culture where when people come in here, they're part of the family.
Looks like your eyes look pretty good. What's the progress report there?
Good. I had was able to fly. I've got a contact in now, so my vision's much better. So
you got rid of the bubble?
Bubble's out, yep. All right, it was easy today. I didn't even need you. All right.